PROMAR calculations, the moon should come into view in 10 seconds.
Okay, full bandwidth active scans as soon as you see it. I want to find out as much as we can before Moby Dick notices us.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you sure you got the orbit right?
There.
Scanning.
Signal traffic?
2 very faint signals. 3, 4. More as we come around to the side facing away from the planet. They appear to be distress signals, but are all using digital protocols, so we cannot run the risk of decoding them. All are very weak.
Are they being suppressed?
Uncertain. They are all on the surface, scattered in a roughly circular pattern.
Terrain looks swampy?
Yes. Wet, massive vegetation cover.
What happened?
I shut down all but one quarantine sensor. We are immersed in a powerful beam of EM radiation emanating from the moon.
Just one beam?
So far, yes.
That didn't take long. I think Moby Dick has longer teeth than we thought.
Yes, scary. Advantage, use extreme caution with any comms.
Brad, I have found something. One of the faint signals is a distress call.
I thought we decided you weren't going to analyze any more signals.
Yes, but this one is a simple analog signal. Probably because it's more difficult to suppress.
And the code?
Just an SOS in Morse code.
Morse code? That hasn't been used since the Stone Age.
That's it. It must be Sandy. We used Morse code as our own private code back in Flight Street. We need to get down there ASAP.
What's he doing? He's waving his arms around.
I can see that, but what's he trying to say?
I don't know. I'm having a seizure?
I'm shutting him down.
This is Captain Collins, Operator Nicholas, Code 98.